Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Sabar's here. Jeff is our longtime member of our brain trust, going all the way back to the previous century, the last millennia. Yes, I know, he's really old, but he's been with us now. We'll be doing his 17th anniversary later this year. He is the Chief Home Officer. He's an award-winning journalist, the author of at least three books that I know of. He's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Thank you. And just to be clear, Dad, I may be old, but you know, some around here are a little older than I. So let's just keep that front and center, okay, pal?
Thank you for pointing that out, Jeff. I can always count on you. Hey, Jeff. When I was a sole proprietor like you are now, those many years ago, I had a consulting company and I'd work really hard. I'd go out and I'd get a bunch of clients and get a bunch of projects going, and I'd be so proud of myself. But before I did that though, I put some marketing materials together.
Right.
And I went out and I gave them out, and I did marketing and prospecting, and then I got the business, and then I had to do the business, and I had to perform and deliver, and then all of a sudden I delivered the last one, and I looked around and I said, Where's the next project?
Right.
I felt like a slinky. You know
right.
what I mean? I felt like I was extending and then I was collapsing, and I was extending and collapsing. And when you're the charmed quark like you are and like I have been, and to some degree in any small business is, you're like that, isn't it?
Absolutely.
If you don't have enough people to keep the executing going while the marketing's going on.
Well, I think fundamentally it's sort of a philosophical, not to get all highbrow here, but it's a philosophical decision we make. Look, you know, I have never outsourced except for certain things I need to get done, you know, whether it's art, whether it's, graphic design, whether it's web design, things like that. For the most part, I and so many small business owners and especially home-based business owners, we pride ourselves on doing it all ourselves. But therein lies the rub. I mean, certainly I have an accountant who handles my books, but, you know, it's up to me to go to invoice and to fetch receivables when people are slow or whatever the case may be, and it's up to me to do that marketing. It's up to me to do the project work. But what happens when that slinky contracts? What happens when you're in the midst of doing all that work, a project is delivered, and then you have, as they would say in a tech space, then you have bandwidth, then you have capacity that is left unfilled, and, oh, I haven't been marketing because I've been doing the work, you know? So
mm-hmm.
you have to come up with a balance of how to both be delivering the work and client service and doing all the back office functions while not forgetting about a key back office function, which is the marketing and keeping your name out there. It's really a fine balancing act that cannot be overlooked.
Don't you think that one good exercise is, no matter how busy you are, to budget one day a week, if humanly possible, one day a week, no matter, even if you got customers come out of your ears, one day a week to focus on, or at least every other one day every other week to focus on nothing but new client generation, new customer generation?
It's funny you should say that, because I'm writing a blog post for Chief Home Officer right now that's going to speak, you know, that is speaking, and it's almost done, exactly to that. And one of the lines I use, we have a sign in our house that was given to my wife some time ago for some volunteer work she did, said, every day do one thing that makes you happy. And so then I went to paraphrase, every day do one marketing exercise. I might rephrase that a little
mm-hmm.
bit more, you know, more appropriately. But it's exactly the point. And that whether it's every day, I would argue that every day post something to LinkedIn. Every day post something to your Facebook, assuming your Facebook,
mm-hmm.
You're assuming A, you have a Facebook, and B, that Facebook, if personal, sort of, you know, crosses the line, so to speak, between your personal identity and your business identity. And if it doesn't, if you
right.
have a business, a branded Facebook for your business, then post one thing every day to that is appropriate, that is pithy about what you do, that shows your expertise and your skill and your insight, or maybe encourages people to think about something and maybe reach out to you if they have a question. But certainly, that's not new client development. That's just lowbrow marketing. But yeah, I mean, I would say that we don't get out enough. Home officers are notorious about not getting off their butts and getting out into the market, going to Chamber of Commerce meetings, going to professional association meetings, going out and meeting individuals right. who can become clients or referral sources, whatever. I'm the worst at it, and I've gotten better over the past few years.
It's called nesting. It's called nesting.
Exactly. And who wants
to? When the first baseman's got his foot on the base and the throw is wide or high, instead of going up for the ball so it doesn't get worse, they keep their foot on the base.
Right.
And they call that nesting. Same thing with entrepreneurs, isn't it?
That's a great analogy because, you know, quite often we don't want to, you know, whether it's lethargy or, you know, it's the way we've always done it, or we're too lazy to get out and do some marketing. Oh, okay, I'll make a few phone calls today. I mean, sometimes face time is invaluable. And so whether you're nesting, or whatever, however you want to call it, sometimes you got to lift your foot off the bag. Sometimes you got to, you know, you got to be playing a little bit closer to second base just to give it some space there.
Another thing to think about, and I think this is one way to blend in prospect development while you're working, is referrals. Folks
Absolutely.
Never leave a customer's office without reminding them that referrals, if you're like Jeff is and like I was, many of you are, you know, you say, look, I don't advertise, I work off of referrals. If you're happy with me, as my friend Ivan Meisner says, say this to your prospects or to your customers, who do you know who could use my services? Things like
right.
that. That's,
right.
that's a great prospecting question, and referrals are golden, aren't they?
Absolutely. Well, referrals are the best form of marketing. I mean, they're the best form of any sort of promotion is when you can get someone else to sing your praises for you. That's why testimonial advertising is seemingly so strong, because it's not someone saying, it's not a shill talking about the company saying, you know, you should buy from this company because they're great. It's like, no, they get somebody who was there, who has used them, who is a customer or a past client or a current client, saying, I use them, I like them. You even see it with you know, where they do get a hired hack, you know, they get some sort of actor or celebrity
yep.
to say, I use the company, you should too. I mean, along those lines, it has value.
There's the music. You know what that means. I need your website quickly.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Quick break, 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.